Okay, this year's sponsor, the Ili Nishmas Harav Pinchas Ben Rabbi Avraham Moshe. Okay. Let's read Zayin. Tav Mem Zayin Zayin. Boser is basically a grape that's unripe, and so it has a sharp flavor in it. So we're going to see, it's a whole discussion. Is it considered a davar charif or not? Right, for a davar charif, we know for tarovis or extra machmer, right? Midin. So therefore, what about boser? So the Rama considers boser not a davar charif. We're going to see that. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it can go either way. In Yeridaya, the poskim say that a boser will fruit that's sharp. It's like pickles, olives, and they assume boser is included. We generally hold boser is a davar charif. The Rama over here does not. And so let's keep reading. Either way, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be a mutter. We'll explain. Boser shadachim kodim pesach. Im dochot chamut mechum atzot. So you have a mortar where you're smashing the boser on Pesach, before Pesach. Because it's before Pesach, mutar le'ochlo be'Pesach. You're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Because the Machaber holds, anything that's batel before Pesach stays batel during Pesach. And so here, we're assuming even if there would be a little bit of chametz that comes out of the mortar, the pot that you're pounding it in, it wouldn't be, it would be batel b'shishim. Okay, that's even if he holds a davar charif. All right, it's a question if it is a davar charif or not. Okay. Here we're going to see the Mishnah Bura, following most of the poskei Ashkenaz, are machmer. Again, this case doesn't usually come up. They would be a machmer in this normally. Except the Mishnah Berurah also points out that normally our mortars are never used for chametz. So it's really not a very relevant halacha. If you're using a mortar in your house, it's just for a par of spices. So let's just keep going. Haga, mishum de'enu maflit betzonein. Because it's cold, and therefore there's not much coming out to make it aser, and therefore it would be... So again, according to the Rama, it's saying it's not even a davar charif, and really there's nothing coming out. And even if it was done on Pesach, it wouldn't be a problem because your kli is clean. Right? It's according to the Rama l'shitaso that it's not a davar charif. Aval im chatachol b'sakin shel chametz tocha Pesach yesh lahachmir d'stam sakin enonaki v'yesh lachosh l'chametz hadavuk alav. So the Rama says, but if you just took out a chametz knife from the drawer and you used it to cut on Pesach, it would be a problem. Not because it's a davar charif, because standard knives, always are dirty, and mistama, there's chametz on there. Mishnah Berurah points out, a dochta de sakin is only a problem if it's a davar charif. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. So your knife with cold fruit that's not davar charif is not an issue. Unless you're worried, like the Rama's worried, that the knife is going to have mamish chametz on it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Magen Avraham, who says that's only talking about knives that are used by goyim with chametz. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you are going to cut your fruit on Pesach, and by accident you took a knife from the drawer that's used for Pesach, that's used for chametz all year long, use your challah knife, and you cut your fruit on Pesach by mistake, he says it's mutter, because our knives and our drawers are always clean. And you don't have to worry about it. Obviously, look at it, but if it looks clean, you don't have to worry, and you can eat it even on Pesach. Okay. Let's keep going. Haga. Haval. Im nitarev oto davar betavshil. Now, this item that we're saying, according to the Rama, that's aser, because maybe there is some chametz on it. If it gets mixed again, we mentioned this yesterday. This is one mixture. Now this one mixture that we're machmer for gets mixed with another mixture. So then, ein lachosh lahachmer v'le'asor misafik. Then the second mixture is 100% mutter ken nir eli, and you're allowed to eat lechatchila on Pesach. Because it's just even a chashash. The first mixture is a chashash, and the second mixture is just another mixture, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, chet zeitim. Zeitim, we're assuming if in general they're a davar charif, unless they became much more weak, like they're soaked in water, but regular zeitim that were either fresh or they were pickled, and they're still in their pickle juice, so now they're still in their prime, they're still davar charif. Zeitim shenizharu lechotcham besakin chadasha. So you have to use a clean knife and one that's kosher, not a knife that's used for chametz. So therefore, it's not a problem. Then, right? Or it's a brand new knife, so there's no issue of duchta de sakina with a davar charif. Afilu lo nizharu lechosham b'kedera chadasha. Now, let's say you soak them in water in a bowl that you use for chametz. That's okay. Im ein abat yom. So he's saying lechad chila. It's 100% muteret lekuli alma. Okay, according to all opinions, if you soaked it, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is if you soaked it even on Pesach itself. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he says according to the Ashkenazim, who are machmer for chozer veneer, and are machmer for tam lifgam, we're about to see. So then he's machmer. Oh, it's only a mutter if it's done before Pesach. But on Pesach, he's strict to say not to use it. So the case is, you let a bowl sit in water of chametz, and therefore, even if it was there for 24 hours, it's also not a problem. Because the water makes it very weak. If you're soaking it in the brine, or something that's powerful, so then it has a din of Maliach keroteach, and you're soaking it for 24 hours, it will take out ta'am from the pot. So then it could be a problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not such a problem if it's an eno ben yomo, but according, especially before Pesach. But, okay. And his case is with water, not with brine. Okay. Let's go on. Tet. Okay. Yavesh v'yavesh. What happens if you have two solid pieces? So we learned that anything, according to the Shulchan Aruch, anything that's batel before Pesach, not a problem. Anything, and it's not chozer v'ne'ar. According to the Rama, we learned if it's lach v'lach, or powder with powder, it's also not chozer v'ne'ar. But if it's lach with yavesh, or yavesh b'yavesh, those are also he is machmer for chozer v'ne'ar. So what's the case? Here it's yavesh b'yavesh. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be a problem only if it's on Pesach. And according to the Rama, it would be a problem even before Pesach. So again, yavesh b'yavesh. You have slices of bread that are mixed together. Mishnah Berurah points out, if it would be whole, normal size rolls of bread, it would even be a problem of davar shebiminyan. That's afilu be'elef labatil. So really keeping it simple, yavesh b'yavesh, you have pieces of bread. And they get mixed together. One and two. What? Chametz and matzah. Thank you. Right. Very good. So they're all matzahs, but one of them are mixed in. Well, that's even less of a problem. It's just a mixture. But okay. Let's say, fine. Yavesh b'yavesh. We'll keep it pure. Avfal gav de bishar isurim. Normally, what do we say? Chad bitrei batil. 2 to 1, it's batil. Normally, you have solid pieces. You go off the rov, and 2 to 1, they're all mutter. Normally, we say you just pull out one of them, one random of the three. Again, it's all machlokas rishonim, but generally, we say you pick out one of the three, and we just assume or pretend that's the one, that's the iser one. But anyway, okay, so let's go on. Chametz b'matzah. You mix chametz and matzah. somehow they look exactly the same. Whatever, you let your matzah rise, but you baked it and it all looks the same. Afilu be'elef labatil. Even if it's 1 to 1,000, it's not batil. So that's obviously, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about this happens during Pesach. Because if it happened before Pesach, it would be okay. V'yesh omrim lechamit shav v'lashar yisurim b'zeh. And some are makel by this, and okay, but we paskin like the first opinion. And of course, the Ramad B'machmer, based on Choser Veneer. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah points out we're talking about real chametz. If it's just a piece of chametz that got a little taste, sorry, a piece of matzah that just got a little flavor of chametz, then it would be batel and stay batel, if it was before. Or at least you could be at some machlokas, and certainly behefsed meruba, one could be makel. Okay, what's a machlokas, and certainly behefsed meruba, one could be makel. Okay, so anyways, that's the normal case of 2 to 1, with a davar yavish. Yud. No tain tam lifgam, mutter gam bepesach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch holds, if you have a tam lifgam, you have an item, either you have a kli that's more than 24 hours old, or you actually have some food, but it's spoiled, and it's putrid, it tastes bad, you don't really want that in your food, but it got added to your food, and it's still food. So it depends. It still has to be somewhat edible. If it be like a dust, or just completely putrid and not food at all, then it's for sure not a problem. If you take something that's completely unedible and it's not considered food one iota, and you get mixed into your Pesach food, that's not a problem even if it was bread. We're talking about something where it makes it taste worse. So then, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it happens on Pesach, it's even mutter. So that's why if you were to cook something in a pot on Pesach, no matter what, b'diavad, stam kelim einam b'nei yoman, and it would be mutter for Sephardim 100%. For Ashkenazim, they're more machmer. Again, we can look into this, but I believe only behefsed meruba, there'd be room to, or there's nothing else to eat, then there might be room to be mekel. But normally, ta'am lifgam, we're about to read, the Rama says, v'yesh machmirim v'chenoagin v'elu amedinos. The Rama holds that anything that's has a ta'am lifgam, again, it still has to be somewhat considered food and not completely like dust. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out. So then, if it's ta'am lifgam, and it's done on Pesach, then it's aser b'achila u'behana. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, but if it would be done before Pesach, it'd be okay. And he is mekel for a poor person, has nothing else to eat, and presumably hefsed meruba as well. Okay. Which I believe is the general assumption by most Ashkenazim, that the minhag is lahachmer. Right, we don't. Okay, that afilu mashu v'notein tam lifgam aser. Even if it's just a mashu of ingredients that gets added and it's notein tam lifgam, it really it's the wrong flavor. It makes the flavor of the food worse. It's still aser. Mishnah Berurah says, but really, if there is no known minhag, one could be mekel. And if you're machmer, tavo alav bracha. Okay, so sheilat chacham. Okay, and if it was done, tam lifgam, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, you can get, you could get hana'a from it. In other words, you sell the item, and you're allowed to get benefit, or whatever the benefit is. And on Yom Tov Acharon, he's also mekel on this tam lifgam. Okay, Yir Aleph. Bein chametz shenitarev kodem Pesach ve'avar alav ha'Pesach. Basically, this is what happens after Pesach with any ta'arovet. You have any food that you have, and mixed in to the food gets chametz. So obviously, you can't eat it, you can't own it on Pesach. But let's say it happened to be, it shows up, you find out about it after Pesach. And you owned it. It was owned by a Jew. So, well, it doesn't matter if it's chametz that got mixed before Pesach, and now and now it's already Pesach. Bein shint arebe Pesach, the avra lo kol Pesach, or it became mixed during Pesach. Right, but all both these cases was aser to own it. Bein she'avar haPesach ala chametz mit arev la'achar Pesach, or you had kosher food and it became you had kosher food for Pesach, and then chametz gets mixed in after Pesach. The chametz ingredients, which was aser, got into your meat stew or something a little bit. So the halacha for after Pesach is simple. You just go by batel b'shishim, and if it's yavesh b'yavesh, it's chad b'trei. You just go after majority, okay? And anything that the Rama holds minag Ashkenaz for chozer v'ne'or, something that became completely batel before Pesach, but were machmer because of chozer v'ne'or during Pesach. After Pesach, it goes back to being a regular tarovet, and it becomes mutter. Okay? So all these cases, it's batel b'shishim, or whatever the case is, and it's mutter 100%. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to get hana from it, v'chulei. Ube pachot m'shishim. Now what happens if it's a mixture, and it's the minority, but it's not batel b'shishim? So then what do you do? So then, you're allowed to sell it. You throw away the value of the chametz, and you're allowed to enjoy the rest of it. So, the Mishnah Berurah, though, I'll just point out, it makes a qualification after Pesach, and you want to just sell and get rid of, throw away the part, the value of what became iser. And the rest of the food you want to eat. So he says, you could only eat it if this type of mixture became aser after Pesach. But if it was already mamash aser to own and aser to eat during Pesach you had it, then he says, you can never eat it. You could only get hana'a from the kosher part. Right? If you have a piece of chametz, gets mixed in with some meat, you want to sell the whole thing, and you want to just keep the value of what the meat would be, so then if it was aser during Pesach, then you can use the money, but you can't actually eat it. Okay. Yud bet. Chametz nuksha, which is basically never became edible. It's chametz that never became edible. Maybe with great difficulty, it's still edible, but only through great. But it's not easily eaten. Afilu be'ene eino aser behana achar Pesach. So it's aser to. So even if you actually see the item after Pesach, it's mutter behana. Midaraisa, you're allowed to keep it on Pesach, and only midarabanan you have to get rid of it. So therefore, after Pesach. Since Midaraisa was okay to own it, after Pesach you're allowed to eat it or get benefit. Shulchan Aruch just says benefit, because again it's not really edible, so it's not really applicable to eat it. It's aser, but basically it is matter. V'pidyo shchametz gamar hein v'asurin behana achar haPesach. I forgot to look that up, but okay, that's it. Whatever is chametz gamur, that's aser behana. Sorry. Haga yesh nimna'in lischok al shulchan im aklavim akrim kartin v'pesach t'choshishim shema yipol mechametz nuksha shevem atoch machal. So I don't think we have this with our cards. When they used to play with the deck of cards, they used to be careful not to play with it at the table, because on the cards it had some kind of a chametz starch or something that was there on the cards, and some of that powder would fall off and they could actually be eating it. So there, it's a chashash, and therefore the minhag is, one should be machmer with such an item, even if with chametz nuksha, not to, you're allowed to own it, right? But you can't, but don't play with it in a place where you might come to eat it. All right, let's just start. Did you get the translation? All right, okay. Tav mem chet. We'll just do the first two seifim. Aleph. Chametz shel eino Yehudi shavar alav a Pesach mutar afilu ba'achila. Okay, so any chametz in the world that's not owned by a Jew is mutar to get benefit from it after Pesach, even to eat it on Pesach. We can't get benefit; it's aser ba'anat, aser ba'achila. You can't own it, but once it's Pesach is over, if it was hefker or owned by a non-Jew, it's 100% mutar. Nothing was done with it wrong. Bet im ein Yehudi mevi liyisrael doron chametz biyom achron shel Pesach. If a non-Jew brings chametz to you on Pesach, he wants to give it to you as a gift. So kosher came for during Pesach, even on Yom Acharon, even on the eighth day, which is just Derabanan and Chutz Laaretz, that's what we're talking about. So still, it's aser to have Pesach even on chametz even on the eighth day. So therefore, lo yekablenu Yisrael, the Jew cannot take it from him. V'gam lo yehi nikar mitoch ma'asav shechafetz bo, you can't make it obvious that you want it. You can't tell him, oh wow, thanks. Here, I can't take it. It's Pesach, but just leave it in my house or put it on my courtyard. Put it on my house, because first of all, your chatzer is kona it if you want it, and you're basically telling him you want it and it's in your property, not allowed. You have to just tell him you can't take v'tov sheyomar she'eino rotze sheyikne lo reshuto, and you should actually specify that you and tell him you chatchila. Then you don't have to, but chatchila you should say. You should say that you don't want to acquire it, you don't want to own it, you don't even want your property to own it. But if he puts it there in your property, then you don't have to say anything. It's better to. And if he does it anyway, regardless, it's not yours. You said it's not yours, or you had a mind it's not yours, and it's 100% mutter to enjoy it after Pesach. All right, I think we stop. Okay.
Can I ask a question?